This is Holy Letters, Volume 4, Letter 872, also dated like today's day, Baruch Hashem, the 23rd day of Tevis in Tashin Aleph in Brooklyn. And the Rebbe is saying, peace and blessing. So here the Rebbe is responding to the person who wrote the letter on Thursday in the portion of Ayichi that they had operated on him several times. So the Rebbe says, it's a chaval, it's a waste that he is reflecting, that he's interesting himself and he's looking into the medicine books, what he thinks is his sickness. You know, he thinks and he's trying to be, I guess, his own doctor. According to my opinion, you should just do what the Torah says, instructed. That is, that you should do as the doctors instruct you. Don't be your own doctor, basically. Do as the doctors instruct you. And you should occupy your heart and mind, I guess, we'll see, but you know, just the worries and the extra things that a person is trying to figure out his own situation could sometimes have a negative effect also. But the Rebbe says, you should actually occupy your mind and your heart, which is your thought, with regards to your situation, to have complete trust in Hashem, who is the healer of all the sick, and he does wonders. And you should not get involved, mix into in the study of medicine. That's not your job, not connected to you. Especially if that causes you to be upset or disturbs you, and cause you to be depressed. And it's known, the statement of the Rebbe, our leaders, and they said it many times, Tracht gut, wird sein gut. If you think positive, it will be positive. As far as you're recuperating your medicine, so the Rebbe said like this, number one, certainly you need to follow, you're certainly going by the instructions of the doctors. Number two, you should totally remove your mind as much as possible from deeply thinking about your health all the time. Just think, do the doctor says, remove it from your mind. Number three, you should have complete strong trust in Hashem, that there is nothing to stop him. Who can tell Hashem what to do? And number four, you should tie yourself with additional tying to the tree of life, which is the teaching of Chassidus, Divrei Elokim Chaim. That is, with regards to yourself, you should set up time for learning the study of Chassidus. And you should increase as much as possible in addition to all the other times that you have set for learning. And as far as your shul, you should put effort that it should be in the Beis HaKnesses, the shul should be a Chassidus shul by making study time for the teaching of Chassidus, making Fabrengen, Sisvarus, Chassidus Fabrengen, for very constantly, regularly. And you should also be one of the main participants. And as far as the general community, which means the Jewish people, give all Yidden, because all Yidden are responsible for one another, and not only responsible, but also mixed together. They're all combined. So if somebody's lacking something, he can fill it through receiving it from another one. So if you're missing something, you can get it from somebody else. As we see also in the physical body of a person, that if for some reason one limb is weak, so then you extends life force and strength to overcome the weakness from the energy of the other limbs. So the Rebbe says you should print on your account, meaning in your sponsor, a book, not just a pamphlet, but a book from one of these memorim of my father-in-law, Reini Kaporesh Mishkovi. Through that will influence the hearts of many Jewish people, a spiritual energy. And they will in turn give him and flow him additional physical energy. And don't get excited from the great expense which is involved by printing a book, because Hashem will give you a long life, and you will get, Hashem will give you the possibility to satisfy the expense of that printing mentioned before. May Hashem prolong your days and years in good. You should add strength and power in the study of Torah and the observance of mitzvahs in a perfect way. And may you be able to notify good news and all the above with blessing, the Rebbe's signature. And so the Rebbe says, I also, the Rebbe is giving him a receipt from the rabbi's discretionary fund, I guess, Lishkas Chashoyin, which was established by my father-in-law, Harinik Parashim Kovay, to help those who need it in a discreet way, in a respectful way, which is one of the greatest levels of tzedakah. So, I mean, this is a, just to recap over here, so the Rebbe says, A, listen to the doctors, B, don't think too much about it to remove your mind, 3, trust Hashem that He can help, and 4, to add to your own positive spiritual level by learning more Torah yourself, making sure that the learning Torah, the Chassidus, and learning the influencing your makif habrengas, influencing your environment, and also by saying that if you help others, just like we're all one body, so by giving energy to other people, you get the energies from them. So printing a book in this case, the Rebbe suggested that would be a way of gaining Hashem's extra blessing.